Welcome to Bruderhof Radio, a bi-monthly program broadening the bounds of discourse on progressive thought and action. I'm your host, Andrew Zimmerman. This week on Bruderhof Radio...
Cuba isn't a model, it's not a blueprint, but it's certainly an inspiration for saying that, you know, what could be and the way that people could live if, you know, if they redefine their values and decide that health and education are more important than the Pentagon's budget.
After a few years of being ignored by most Western media outlets, Cuba is once again in the international spotlight. The saga of Elian Gonzalez, the 6-year-old Cuban boy whose custody battle captivated two nations, catapulted the island back to the forefront. And the recent visit of Cuban President Fidel Castro to New York for the United Nations Millennium Summit, and the furor surrounding his simple handshake with President Clinton, reminds us that Cuba can never be entirely ignored or forgotten. As the United States exerts its economic and military might around the globe with impunity, Cuba is one of the few countries able to resist. Managing to endure a severe economic embargo and numerous attempted coups and invasions, Cuba remains one of the few real thorns in the side of the United States. And as the post-Cold War era moves into its second decade, the United States' attitude toward Cuba looks more and more like a strange relic. In this program, we'll take a look at some of the ways the United States government, mainstream media, and Cuban exiles in the U.S. try to undermine Cuban sovereignty and bring down the communist structure that has been in place for over 40 years. And we'll examine how Cuba, although comparatively poor, is able to resist such attempts through a national dedication to education and health care. We'll speak with Karen Wald, a Californian who has spent the last 18 years living in Havana, Cuba's capital. Wald is both a civil rights activist and a journalist who has worked for American and Canadian broadcast television and news magazines, as well as the BBC and Radio Havana Cuba. She is also the author of a book, Children of Che, Childcare and Education in Cuba. In addition, we'll hear from Cuban President Fidel Castro himself, speaking in New York earlier this month. The most egregious weapon used against Cuba is the ongoing economic embargo of the island. Put in place in 1961, the embargo has clearly failed in its primary objective of toppling Castro's communist state, and yet it remains in effect. But another, less well-known method that the United States government uses to undermine Castro is the luring of defectors into America with promises of asylum. Laws such as the Cuban Adjustment Act of 1966 grant illegal Cuban immigrants special privileges that are denied to immigrants from all other nations. Karen Wald.
The State Department periodically issues reports which admit that the overwhelming majority of Cuban immigrants to the United States, or would-be immigrants, are economic immigrants, just as they are from any place else in the world. But because